This is the save point. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. I feel like that was good. As good
as it's gonna get. That was great, actually. Coming off the holiday break.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Sure. Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome to the Save Point episode 55. I am one of your hosts, Alyssa Rosa, and I'm joined today by my lovely co-host, Mondo, a.k.a. Chuck at the Mongoo. How are you doing today, Mondo?
I'm doing fantastic, actually.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. We're in the middle of the holiday break. You know, it's kind of like that weird week where it's like, wow, I feel like I should be getting back to action. But right. This is the one really long holiday of the year where, like, you had that break and you're you're not getting back to action. Still break. So, you know, wallowing in movies and laziness and all that good stuff. Video games. Not enough video games, actually. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been on my anime thing, you know? Watching Full Metal Alchemist, caught up to My Hero.
Awesome.
What else did I finish? Demon Slayer, caught up to Demon Slayer.
Nice.
Sunday's episode was really good. If nobody's watching it, you should catch up. It was a good episode.
It was really good.
What about you? What you been up to?
Similar. Watching some anime. I'm watching Demon Slayer. I kind of want to jump into Evangelion. I do have Full Metal on the back burner, though, so I should probably finish that. I'm also kind of watching One Piece, not really watching One Piece. But yeah, just video games. I watched a lot of movies and relaxed for Christmas. / my birthday.
So also, I was gonna say happy belated birthday officially. We gotta get it stamped on the save point, you know what I mean?
Next year we'll be able to, like,
we'll see,
have an we'll episode see. Or something. But thank you. Birthday was really swell, very, very nice, homie. I got to see some of the gang, like Jess, Brandon, Denise, and Eric. We went out to dinner and then I just celebrated with family. But yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, no, shout out to the crew. Getting that
shout
ramen.
Out to Jess.
That ramen's so good. Shout out
it
to
was
Jess.
Good. I know Jess is under the weather.
Yeah, I hope Jess feels
hopefully
better.
Hopefully she feels better.
And I hope everybody who's affected by COVID right now, because it's running rampant through New York and just everywhere a little bit. But yeah, just be safe out there. Wear your mask. You know, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Wash your hands. Right? And sing happy birthday. Right? That's the rule, right? I've seen that in a few hospitals. Sing yourself happy. I think in the hospital it says sing happy birthday twice. I'm like, damn, how cool are y'all singing happy birthday? Happy birthday is quite a long song. But just be safe out there. I don't know. Speaking of the holidays, I don't know. Again, like I was saying, I wasn't playing a lot of games these past couple weeks. I've just been really feeling lazy. I don't want to do nothing with my hands. Hand-eye coordination is just a little too much work for me right now. But let's start off with you, because I know you've played more games. You've been on the road. So I know, gaming on the road, that's a thing. You gave up on a game on the road. It's okay. We're not going to talk about it. Maybe we can talk about it. What games you've been playing this holiday break?
Initially, I was supposed to be playing Hades, which is the game that I gave up on. Although it's just, I'm not good at roguelike games.
I feel you.
So I get to a certain point and I'm just like, dang, I keep losing. But I was playing Hades. I played a bit of Pokemon Brilliant Diamond. Mm-hmm. Still haven't finished it. And for the most part, I've been playing this game called Eastward, which is, like, I guess it's an indie game, and it's just been so much fun. Like you said, not a lot of hand-eye coordination. They talk a lot in the game, so it's mostly just dialogue and a story. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Celeste, but not with the difficulty and, like, platforming of Celeste. Mm-hmm. But that's been my holiday gaming. How about you?
That's cool. I have been playing Death's Door a little bit. If y'all don't know, I wonder if Epic is still doing that $10 coupon. I wouldn't be surprised if they are, but you can go redeem the free game of the week and they'll give you a $10 coupon on PC, by the way.
Wow.
And you can buy a $14.99 game and get it for $5 because the $10 coupon works on it. And Death's Door was $15. I don't know if it still is, but even if it's not, you can get it for $10. And I'm liking it. It is very Zelda. Like, it reminds me of Zelda. The only gripe I have about the game so far is it has no map. That's really bugging me. Like, I was looking for it, and I was like, am I bugging? But and I just feel like a game like that needs to have a map. I understand not every game has a map, but I feel like that game needs a map. Because sometimes I feel like I'm walking around, I'm just like, where am I? Like, which direction am I supposed to go in? But I think, I guess the reason it works is because, I mean, you've played more than I have because you beat it, but you kind of don't really go over the same area twice, kind of thing. Like, yes. it really is, even though sometimes you come back, but it's just to go through the area that was closed in that area and then keep going. Like, you really never spend time in the same area again. And so I guess that's the reason why it doesn't really need a map and why you never really feel too lost. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Also, it's just, I think if I'm correct, is this the game that Paris said that only two people made it?
And that's another thing. I understand that, like, the reason it doesn't have a map is because they also couldn't make a map. And so I'm not going to hold it against them or anything like that. I'm just saying that's the one thing that I could see another Death's Door, like, that being an instant improvement and taking that game up a notch and how much you can enjoy it. But it's not that I'm not enjoying it because of that or anything. It's just something I immediately noticed.
It doesn't have a map, but it also does have fast travel, which is, like, weird. Like, it has
With the doors. It's interesting.
I do think that is room for improvement. But like you said, you don't really circulate the same area that much. But if you do, it's because, like, you want to collect. That's how I view it. Like, you want to 100% it, basically.
But, yo, I'm going to keep it funky with you, Alyssa. That is, like, the extent of my gaming. Oh, I'm sorry. I play a little Mass Effect 2, but like I was telling you before we started, I want to beat the game. Or I want to beat a game before the end of the year. And it looks like Death's Door is going to be the game that I'm going to have to do that with. Because I want to flesh out Mass Effect 2 and, like, really play everybody's side story and really just see why everybody feels like this is the greatest game, one of the greatest games of all time. I'll tell you one thing, I've never liked the mechanics, like the gunplay and fighting mechanics of Mass Effect. They are terrible. I think I've always thought that they were terrible for the time, and they're even worse now that we have even better than that. But other than that, the story is great, and, you know, the RPG mechanics of it are kind of cool, whatever. Played a little bit of that, and then I did what I shouldn't be doing because I got games to finish. Alyssa, I installed two games I've already beaten so that I could spend more time playing them, and that is Final Fantasy. Download the remake. I'm playing that on hard. I spent, I kid you not, 2 hours trying to beat the first boss on hard. And it was all trial and error in the beginning. I was just trying to do it with the way my characters were built, and I was like, all right, I gotta go in and maybe shape them up differently because you can't use items in hard. That's what hard is. And for some other reason, my revival material, which is supposed to revive somebody, because that's the only way you can revive people since you can't use items, wasn't working. Like, Cloud would die and I would go to Barrett and I have it on Barrett, but the spell isn't there, and it was blowing my mind. I had to restart that fight.
That's why
too many times to count. It was good though. I learned some things. I want to beat the game on hard because it's if I'm not mistaken, you got to do that to get the platinum. And I want to get the platinum in that game, so we'll see.
You're a big Final Fantasy fan, so I know it's important and then to you.
And I haven't gone into Ghost of Tsushima, but I just installed it because I've beaten a few games recently, so I deleted some stuff, and I was like, wow. I was like, I got 250 gigs free on my PlayStation? Wow, jeez.
Have you played the DLC yet? No.
No, I haven't played the DLC. I'm waiting until that goes on sale. I'm not paying them. I'm not giving them $30 for that. I'm crazy.
I heard it's worth the 30, but I...
Yeah, I hear it has a lot of content, but that bad boy going on sale. And I will get it then. And I don't think that the DLC is required to get the platinum. And so I'm just going to keep playing Ghosts and work towards the platinum in that game, because I want the platinum in that too. And whenever the DLC goes on sale, I'll get the DLC. I'm not stressed about
that. Yeah, you're not stressed that.
But I will definitely get it before the next Ghost of Tsushima comes out, though.
For sure.
Which I'm sure is a long time from now, but, you know.
Yeah.
By then, I'll have played it.
Hopefully by then, Spartacus is a thing.
So. And actually, that's another thing I just remembered. I haven't even beat the Horizon Forbidden West DLCs. And here I am thinking about buying the next game. Yeah, I shouldn't even buy that shit. I got too many games to play. There's too many games to be played. Too many games to be played to be buying games at full price.
That's too many games coming out.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah. I think Elden Ring might be my February game. I'm not going to lie to
you. Good for you. I think Sifu is
going to be mine. Good for you. I like the support.
Choose one. I really think we're going to talk about gaming in 2022 later, but I really think when it comes to next year, we all should just conquer at least one.
Conquer one.
And then save the rest for later, because the amount of people who are going to be playing those games for us and we could watch is... it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
To add on though to holiday gaming, I do have Five Nights at Freddy security breach.
Okay, have you started it?
No, we had that big team meeting, so I'm kind of saving it.
Trying to hold on. Okay,
I already know what happens in the game because I watched one of my favorite YouTubers, Corey Kenshin. I watched him play it, so I will say the story enticed me because I didn't really like the FNAF series that much. I thought it was for kids, and shout out to my friend Kellen, who is voices Freddy amongst some other characters in the new game, and it's a great horror game.
That's cool.
Definitely great horror game. I wish it came out in October, but
super good. COVID. I'm looking forward to that. I saw y'all.
You won't play.
I saw y'all talk. No, not at all. I saw y'all talking about the lore on Twitter and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's like multiple worlds and stuff like that. That's cool. That's interesting. You may not think on the surface that a game like that goes that deep.
It goes pretty deep. Scary. But we could hop into our recap of, you know, media and gaming of 2021, like our favorite games, favorite movies. I guess we should start with games since we're already on the topic of games. What were some of your favorite games of 2021?
Man. Let's say.
He has to look.
I picked It Takes Two as my game of the year, right? I guess.
Congratulations. We never talked about on.
Yeah, I mean, we could tally it up right now, I guess. We could find the file just to do it, just for kicks.
Yeah, for fun.
But I feel like it was pretty even, maybe, like, across the board. But, like, that's up there. As much shit as I gave Returnal for it not having a save feature, that was one of the better games that I played this year.
Right.
Hades I played this year. I know they didn't come out this year, but I played that this year because it's on Game Pass. That was, it just disappoints me so much. Because I get what you mean about roguelikes and just how difficult they can be. But the reason I like Hades so much is because Hades, no matter how bad you are at the game or how many times you die, you are going to progress forward, which is something that, like, Returnal doesn't have, where, like, Returnal, every time you play that shit, it is hard. It may be even harder the next time you go in there. And with Hades, it's easier every single time you go in, because even after you beat Hades the first time, because you don't beat the game after you beat him once, and you find out why that is, but even at that point, they're still giving you new shit that makes you stronger to, like, continue to fight. And at some point, eventually, Hades just becomes like some bitch. He's a bitch. I go in there. I don't even have to use my resurrections. Nothing. I watch that man. So it just, I don't know. That's what I think makes it so different, why so many people gravitate to it. But I feel you. I feel you.
I enjoyed it. I don't want anyone to think I didn't like it. I do enjoy Hades. I think it's a fun game. I don't actually mind losing a lot all the time, but it's just like, if I feel like I'm not progressing, I'm just like, dude, I don't know, you know?
Damn, that's crazy. I feel like the game really does. I feel like the game does a really good job at making you feel like you're progressing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I also am just not good at the game. So it's funny, even, Rihanna, she was like, no, just keep going. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, because I feel like there's a certain point that you reach where, like, once the first level becomes light work, that's right. where like you feel powerful, and you're just like, all right, like now, like I get there's a challenge of getting through the next few worlds, but once that first world you conquer that and like you know you're good, there's this, I don't know, there's so many layers to it too. Oh man, it's a
I believe you. Even when you talk about like the storytelling and like the voice acting, everything about that game is so perfect. I must admit, it is really fun.
Yeah, no. But yeah, Hades is another one. The Artful Escape was another one. Let me look at my computer desk. Guardians, even though I haven't beaten that or gotten through it a lot, what I've played so far is really great, and everybody has great things to say about that, so that's up there. Yakuza Like a Dragon was a great game that I played this year.
Can't wait to play that.
Yeah,
at some point in my life.
That's fun. That's a fun one. Yeah, those are standouts. I don't want to name everything just because you can name everything, but Apex, obviously you
already know. As always.
Hold on, because I actually have the notes of all the games I beat. Why am I sitting here? What about you though?
I will say I have a staple three. I think in 2021, these three games changed my life significantly in some sort of way. So for me, it's Resident Evil Village. That, for me, was a great game. Even though I have, like you said, you have your little nitpicks about it, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. The whole Resident Evil franchise changed my life. Far Cry 6, very staple game in my life as well. And I also really enjoyed it after Far Cry 3. And then Kena: Bridge of Spirits is also a huge game for me that I loved, and I can't believe that we got. So, I'm trying to think of anything else.
Yo, Kena, that's another one. You see, like, that was another one.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. Oh, never mind. Yeah, Kena was another one. Now that I'm looking at this list. Yeah, I'm gonna just end it there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like those are really like the top three games of 2021 that changed. They like literally impacted my life. So I feel as if they're a part of my life.
They're with me forever now.
They're with me forever, and they were like my favorite games this year.
Yeah,
so I can't think of any other games.
Ratchet and Clank was cool, but I don't know. That's all it was. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was phenomenal to look at.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Like, that is where it kind of ends. You know, I beat the game, and I haven't even thought about playing it again. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I've entertained the platinum because I know it's probably like a pretty easy platinum and an enjoyable platinum. I don't care.
Ooh. I know this game came out last year, but Miles Morales.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I platinum that this year. Yeah, that was great. Did you platinum?
I beat it this year.
Oh, you beat it?
No. Okay. Mm. I beat it. I didn't have the physical copy. It was at my dad's house, so I was able to play it, beat it. Pretty good.
That was a great game. The platinum was fun to get to. It's not too daunting, and like the things you got to do are fun.
Which is cool.
Yeah, the game is fun. Yeah.
That's our games.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Any favorite movies that you watched this year?
Well, yeah, you know what? While we're on the games, this would be a perfect time to bring up that I sent out a Google form. Some people filled it out. They let us know their favorite game of the year.
Oh, let's hear some.
Right? Yo, and shout out to everybody who filled out the form. I really appreciate y'all. Just name off a few. Trav, Eric, appreciate you. Knicks management, you know, yo, hit them up, y'all might actually win. Somebody who put themselves as Manos.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah. But some games: Back for Blood.
Wow. Good game.
Halo, another Hades, Resident Evil Village. We got Ivan coming in with Pokemon Unite.
He has been on that. I'm surprised.
He's been on that heavy.
Since it came out.
Eric said, I'm realizing that I didn't play any new games this year. Just Apex, Warzone, 2K, Persona 5, and Fortnite. I love that though.
Yo, let's go. Persona.
Yeah, Persona 5. Persona. Shout out to Persona 5.
I'm a big Persona
fan. And Marvel vs. Capcom 3, it seems like. I'm assuming that's what that
happened. Oh, yeah. He tried to challenge SB, and we were like, don't do it. There wasn't a great selection of games this year. We could also agree to that. A lot of the games were postponed.
Yeah.
Like your Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't get like a, you know, like a God of War or a Spider-Man this year. I feel like this year was still good in gaming. Like if I had rated it out of a 10, like the year God of War and Spider-Man came out, that's a 10. That was a 10 year.
Yeah.
Not like last year, but 2019, when Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Final Fantasy 7 Remake. That was 2019, I think, right? 2019.
No, that was 2020. That's the same year that Animal Crossing came out. No, it's 2020.
Nah, because we're in 21 right now. Last of Us didn't come out.
Yeah,
Last of Us came out last year. You're right. My bad. Wow, time is a flat circle.
Yeah. You
know, but like last year was like a 8.5, 9. Like that was a good year. That was a good year. Great year. This year was like a 7. A 7.5.
Just made a good point. I forgot about that game. Knockout City. You can, because you just had so much fun. You can throw that in there. Listen, Knockout City changed the game, I will admit. For those who played it for longer, Knockout City definitely changed the game.
Nah, Knockout City was a gem. We had a fun few weeks with that one. 100%.
Yeah.
The betas were awesome. Yeah, several weeks. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And then Monos was in Metroid Dread.
That was contender for Game of the Year, right?
Yeah, it was one of the contenders for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Which was the one you suggested that we go into?
For what?
Favorite movie?
Movies?
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, you already know the answer.
There's only one answer to that question. There's only one answer to that question. And if you don't know the answer, that means you haven't seen the movie and you need to go to the movie theater immediately. Right? The best movie of the year is Spider-Man. Go watch that movie.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Movies? LMAO, exactly. There's only one.
Oh, favorite movies. Spider-Man. There's only one. Yeah, but I guess we're making it plural.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of movies this year. I saw Eternals, which is cool, I guess. Shang-Chi was really great.
Yeah.
Black Widow. Was Tenet this year? If Tenet was this year,
I want to say yes.
I saw it this year. That movie was great. You need to go watch Tenet. It's on HBO Max. If you have that. Demon Slayer. Yeah, Homie Kelvin just said that was a great movie. What about you?
I will say Spider-Man, obviously. Shang-Chi, definitely. Yeah. Oh my God, Mugen Train was amazing. I'm gonna throw this in there, even though I didn't see it yet. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
You already know.
It made $1.6 million or something crazy in Japan. Or yen. Sorry. Not dollars. I'm trying to think. I'm not a movie watcher either, now that I think about it. I forgot to watch the Sonic movie. I will admit that.
Yeah, just nominate that because she watched it a few weeks ago. I gotta watch that too.
I just watched Crazy Rich Asians. That was fun. I did watch Doctor Strange, but we already know. I think that's like a B tier movie. I'm trying to think. There's so many, or not at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Shang-Chi was a world of its own. What I liked about Shang-Chi is that like it didn't feel like a Marvel movie. I hate when Marvel movies just have a formula to it. I think it really played up on like old kung fu movies. That's what I loved about it. Like it was like out of the world, and then you realize, oh, right, we're in Marvel. And even though it was like unrealistic, that's what made it cool, because it wasn't real. And in the culture of, I guess, you know, a lot of like folklore when it comes to Asian cultures, it's real to them. So that's why, to me, it was just like so awesome. Because we can arguably say the same about like a lot of our animes that we watch. It's not, to us, it's not real because we're Western people, but to them, it could be. I'm trying to think though. I feel like that's it. Black Widow was cool.
Yeah, Black Widow was cool.
I tried to watch Venom.
Black Widow was better than I thought it was going to be. I'll say that. The beginning of the year is a blur to me as far as movies are concerned. Maybe that's because we weren't out of, like, we were still in the thick of it earlier in this year, mm-hmm. and like movies weren't really a thing yet, like movie theater, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think there was a lot.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot.
Yeah,
nothing good happened at the beginning of the year. Yeah, the bus scene was cool for Shang-Chi.
But yeah, what about favorite animes and or Marvel shows?
Yeah, Marvel shows, I will have to say WandaVision took the cake of mm-hmm. all of them. Thoroughly enjoyed Hawkeye.
Are you ranking them right now? Are you ranking them?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
I am, actually.
Okay.
And then I guess I would say, what else was there? Oh, there was Loki.
Mm-hmm.
I would rank the rest of them all together because I feel like they were all good for their own right, but I just wasn't into them as much as I should have been. Okay. But I also am just like on the teetering side of like Marvel shows and just Marvel in general. But as for animes, my favorite anime this year definitely was Tokyo Revengers.
Did you watch Jujutsu Kaisen the same year?
I did watch Jujutsu Kaisen the same year.
Wow. Oh, okay. I just had to make sure that distinction was being made. I just want to make sure.
But didn't Jujutsu technically, did it start this year? I think it started in 2020.
It started in 2020? Okay.
Right. I believe so.
But it ended this year, though. They came
in the first season. Yeah, the first season. WandaVision, What If, and Loki. WandaVision. How about you?
Jujutsu Kaisen was great. Tokyo Revengers was great. I'm a fraud, by the way. I just finished watching the last three episodes of that season.
Oh, I still haven't watched the last three episodes.
Yeah, but you've read the manga, so like you knew what was happening. I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
Jess is listening to this right now. Like, yeah, you fucking fraud. which was crazy. That ending was kind of crazy. I was like, I knew some shit like that was gonna happen when he went back to the future, but I didn't see what happened in the past happened in that way. So that was cool. It's still what's his name?
Kazutora.
Yeah, Kazutora. Still fuck Kazutora. Even more so, to be honest with you. I couldn't even believe
Jess has changed her opinion on that. So
yeah, whatever. Y'all can change your opinions. It's fuck
You'll
Kazutora,
change your man. Listen.
No.
I just can't wait for everyone to realize that Mikey is the problem.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Don't do that. Yeah, shout out to Alex.
Yeah, that's the homie.
He's a homie.
Shout out to the homie.
I also watched it dubbed because I was like, mm-hmm. oh, my homie, the homie's in here. I gotta watch this dub now. Also watched Demon Slayer dubbed too.
Actually, no,
I did not. Actually, I'm lying. I'll take that back. I'm a fraud. I'm frauding double. Damn.
No, you watched My Hero.
I've watched My Hero dubbed. There we go. That's where it happened. That's another one. My Hero was it was really great, like just catching mm-hmm. up to the season. That Class A versus Class B, I was really looking forward to that because I had read it already. Mm-hmm. That was great. I liked seeing that animated. That was really cool. I just think that was a really cool part of like the season. The My Villain Academia, that whole arc was just awesome. It was just no heroes in sight, which is awesome because that was a really great arc too. I think it was really like, I don't want to say the first time, but like it was really one of the few times that like they really flesh out the other villains, like the side villains.
Twice
and stuff.
Toga.
Yeah, Toga, yeah. So that was really cool. Was Attack on Titan earlier this year too?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, shout out to the Hidden Weave Village.
I forgot about that. That was actually, I think, mm-hmm. personally, like the best. If not, I think season 3 is the best, but like if not the best season. Season 4, part 1 was really good.
Attack on Titan was really good. That's coming back in a few weeks too. So
it's next week.
Wow. So Hidden Weave Village. Y'all already know. This is the roll call.
I don't know if I'll watch it with you guys, but
this is a roll call. So looking forward to that. Gabby Gang, shout out to y'all too.
It's about one person in the chat that's Gabby Gang, so shout out to Eric.
One person in the chat, two people on the podcast. All right. No, shout out to Gabby Gang. Shout out to Gabby Gang, okay?
Gabby Gang.
Okay.
Ban him. It is the way that I will die on certain hills, but not that one.
Like, you like Kazutora, you gonna come around, right?
Maybe.
But yeah, that's anime. Oh, in the Marvel shows, WandaVision number one, Hawkeye number two, for sure. For sure. Like you said, I really enjoyed Hawkeye. That was really good. Those last like three episodes, crushed it. Can't wait to talk about that. So y'all know that's going to be the next episode of the podcast. Yeah, when's it coming? Soon. I don't want to give exact dates, but it's coming soon. We're working out the kinks with our guest who's in the chat. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to do Marvel. So WandaVision, Hawkeye, Loki, What If, Falcon, Winter Soldier. And you know what's crazy? Yeah. I actually often forget about What If. Because I guess since it was animated, it's almost as if it doesn't like register the same when I'm thinking about the shows. I often forget about that one, but What If was cool. But definitely, that's my order of the shows. They were all good in their own regard too. I just that man, WandaVision really set the standard, yo.
It set the tone. It set a lot. Yeah. Like I'll admit, that's the only reason I would go see Doctor Strange in theaters. It's because of like WandaVision.
Yeah.
But we had some great animes, TV shows. Do you have any favorite personal moments that happened this year at all? That you're willing
honestly,
to
honestly, it'd be crazy if I said anything other than this. I'd probably be shot dead within 24 hours.
Yeah.
I got engaged this year. just to start off with something small. something small that happened. I know I'm being sarcastic, you know. But yeah, got engaged this year. That was awesome. That was amazing. So getting married soon enough, eventually. I guess that was the big personal moment. Yeah, and I guess I don't know. You know, just doing the VGA thing for as long as we've been doing it now. You know, we had the meeting last night, and guys and I have been meeting recently and just talking about where we're at. This year we officially became an LLC, so technically like that happened this year, even though we've been doing this for a little bit. So that was really awesome. Personal, maybe greater for the group, and that's cool. And you know, as an extension of that, I'm also really happy that we got to add y'all to the team officially, even though you've been here since forever. We've been doing the podcast forever. Yours felt extremely overdue, but it's cool that we got to bring everybody on. Jess, yourself, Tony, Rob has also been here forever too, so like it was like we were really bringing him on. But it's cool letting everybody know that and letting everybody know where we stand. And and yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm chilling. You know, the year was crazy. The beginning of the year started off rocky, but the end of the year, you know, it's cool. It's been all right. We were able to raise some money this year for like charities and stuff. It's not too personal, but it's hard for it not to feel personal, you know, when it's the guys and I and all of y'all doing it. What about yourself?
I would also have to say being a part of VGA was like a big personal moment. Like, oh yeah, like I have all these people around me that are trying to achieve the same thing. And again, it was just awesome to have like you guys, but also have like new members be a part of it, especially Jess, because we're the only girls. So it's just nice to have another lady there with me. And I'm trying to think. Because I feel like this year is a blur.
Yeah.
I guess like meeting a lot of our like friends, like meeting Danny, meeting too. Rihanna,
100%.
Tony. They've just been so, especially Danny and Rihanna, they've just been so helpful to us, especially when, you know, now they do their spaces. They ask us if we'll be there or be a part of it, if they need any help. I like that they feel like they can rely on us in a way to be there in certain aspects. So that stuff is cool. And also just to be able for us all to have connections with like people in the industry. Mm-hmm. I think that to me is special and cool. So just about everything.
No, for sure. Cause, definitely having like Tony and Danny on, myself being on Tony's podcast and being on GTR, those were also like big personal moments. Now they're fleshing even that, those thoughts out. Yourself being on GTR too.
Yeah.
And even doing an episode where you interviewed Danny and Rihanna too.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was cool. But yeah, there was some cool moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just cool. And then we get recognized. It's weird. Like, even when we do the spaces, like, the amount of people who, like, they value our opinion and they'll, I mean, it's just social media, but they'll follow us to keep up with our opinion. Like, that to me is, like, cool. So,
yeah.
Just little
gradual little moments that are leading up to more impactful moments. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what's up. Before we move on to the next thing, diving into next year, though, I want to read off, I want to read off some of these form questions that we
Let's
got.
Let's do it.
Give me a second, because I was also going to. Oh, do you want to pull up the episode that we did the Game Awards? I think it was episode 54. Where we did the predictions. Yeah, if you want to pull up the doc.
Yeah.
So we know what we did. So. Cool. So we got through their game of the years. We got through their favorite games of the year. Now, what people said were their game of the years. We got It Takes Two was one of them. Somebody said Persona 5 didn't finish. I'm assuming that's Eric, since he didn't play anything else. And then we got Halo Infinite as one of the other ones.
Nice.
And then, what was your favorite gaming moment of the year? And we got the Gaming Awards, which was fun.
Awesome.
We got Pokemon Day, because it showcased new games that were coming, including Pokemon Arceus, which is right around the corner in a few weeks.
Yeah, a month.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Shit, talking about fucking... Oh, my God. Talking about Elden Ring. The first game to be played this year is Pokemon Arceus. Wow. I'm assuming this is Eric too. Finally got an heirloom to drop in Apex. That's a huge moment. I'm really happy. I'm really happy for you on that.
Because
I still don't have an heirloom in that game. And then recently played a custom Halo game with 7 other in real life friends, and it felt like Halo 2 days. That's what's up.
That's awesome.
Assuming that's Manos and that's Brandon, who's been recruiting the whole world to play Halo.
Yeah.
It's gonna suck. When that whole world has to see him lose to me in Halo, somebody who doesn't even play that game, he's gonna fucking hate it. What is your most anticipated game of 2022? We got God of War, Ragnarok.
Let's go.
We got Pokemon Arceus.
Love that. That's definitely the Pokemon Don himself.
The Pokemon Don himself, you know?
Yeah.
The new Spider-Man and Wolverine games, if they release. They're probably not going to release next year. But I feel you. It's definitely Eric. And then,
that's awesome.
And then we got Elden Ring.
And Kelvin said Horizon. He's excited for that.
What is a feature, service, or product you want to see come to gaming this generation? We got perhaps a PlayStation Game Pass.
Feisty.
Maybe we'll get rid of this. We got voice chat on the Switch.
I love that, whoever said that.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then we got Discord on systems, which is coming. Like, that's actually something that I feel like everybody's kind of put into the back of their head. Yeah, at least on PlayStation. And so that's really cool. I'm actually, now that you know that brought up, really surprised Microsoft never made a move to, like, certify. Counter. Like, you know, yeah, like, I guess not counter, but add Discord to their platform. Because I feel like, in my eyes, that's the benefit of putting Discord on the consoles, because now, in a cross-play world especially, we have that central hub where we can party chat, you know? Whereas now it's kind of like, oh, if we're using Discord as a hub and you're on PlayStation, you might have like your iPhone AirPod in your ear, and then you have your headphones over your ears, which are the game sound, so that you can hear everybody and play the game. And I just think it's obviously, like, I think what PlayStation is trying to do is get past that inconvenience, obviously. But I'm just surprised that Microsoft didn't, like, also dive in on that, because I don't know, they can,
like, I wonder if it has to do with, like, what Sony has planned, though.
Oh, with PlayStation PC and stuff like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I wonder.
Maybe.
and hopefully they can come to an agreement.
Let's see. Calvin says swappable shells on all consoles. PS5 makes it very easy. No one likes decals on the systems. Yeah, actually, I agree with that, Calvin.
That is a good, yeah.
Because now that they officially announced like the PlayStation branded ones, everybody's talking about it, and I think it really makes people think about like, oh wow, especially those people that like may have said, damn, would really like that God of War PlayStation 4 Pro, but don't need a PlayStation 4 Pro, maybe I already have one or I already have a PlayStation 4 and I don't feel the need to just buy another console just to have something that looks nice. I think this is, they're cheaper than those consoles, but I think way more people are going to buy these. And I think people are going to swap them out more than they think, you may swap it out every month, every 2 weeks or something like that.
And so, I think Eric is insane. I want to address what Jess said, but he said, I'm also hoping for Halo on PS5 next year.
Okay. All right. Yo, I mean, if PlayStation opens up their browser to actually be used, you technically could go on xCloud and play Halo. Maybe that'll happen next year. We'll see.
Yeah. As for Persona going on Xbox, I wouldn't be surprised if it did at some point in the future, but I would 100% expect it on Nintendo before it ever goes to Xbox, because it's already on Nintendo. So you can still kind of play, hopefully, Persona 5, 4, and 3, and 2, and the first one end up on there, and not as, like, just ports, but, like, redesigned for the Switch. But Strikers is actually on the Switch right now. But you could also get that. Oh no, you can't, you don't have a PlayStation. Get that for free next month, so I'm not trying to throw shots. I just remembered she's an Xbox player. I'll never throw shots at Jess. We are getting it next month for free. But
let's be clear, Jess doesn't want a PS5. She wanted one, she'd have one, right? VGA.
Exactly.
You already know the deal.
Exactly.
You make it happen.
I just know she doesn't play. I forgot she doesn't have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
But you could play it on Mondo's PS5.
Anytime after.
For free.
The remainder of your quarantine.
With your sickness.
No, stop. All right. So wait, did I scroll away? Yeah, so I'm sorry, we left off on the point of like Discord on systems, right? All right, cool. Really hoping that comes, just so that just can be more easily manageable for everybody. And it also allows console players to get in on that ecosystem, to be in these communities that are so awesome, like discord.gg/VGA. It's a really awesome community over there,
We love it,
Shout out to our community manager, Rob, doing his thing over there, putting the world on his back. You would have thought he was a god and his name was Zeus or something.
True.
The Ying to Yang.
Some people do call him Zeus, though.
Some people do. Some people call him Rob. Some people call him Deuce. Some people call him Dada,
Dada. That was funny.
But yeah, all right, so...
That's cool.
Now we're getting into the save point question. We're getting into the sticky stuff.
Let's do it.
I don't want to get into all of these because some of these are feedback and I just want to keep the feedback to ourselves, but we're going to do the fun ones. So cool. So what was your favorite what was your favorite save point moment and or episode of the year? Somebody said when I kept getting frightened by the donation pain, but that was when I was doing the... actually no, that did happen on an episode because the sound was still on. Like... Yeah, I was like, "What the hell?" Yeah, okay, yeah, that did happen. I was thinking of the drunk stream. That's why. When you guys have voice actors, I love that. To be honest, the AMA one was fun, which I think was episode 50. That was cool. And then, but is it Gundam?
Of course, the classic. Yeah. That is our classic episode.
A classic. This is super classic. Shout out to Mabel and shout out to Brandon.
Yes.
Who was your favorite guest on the podcast this year? We got everybody.
That's awesome.
The voice actor of Zenitsu.
Shout out Alex.
Yeah. Episode 20, the first time I saw your show. I want to say that's Eric, and I want to say that's the... But it's a Gundam episode.
Probably.
Maybe. It might be. and Brandon said myself.
And Brandon's been on multiple episodes, so that should tell you guys. He even hosted an episode this year with Ivan.
He did. Yo, shout out to Brandon and Ivan, who that was actually going to slip under the rug, but big time. Shout out to Brandon and Ivan who held it down while I was in LA at that time, and taking the week off, working hard. You deserve it. And let the guys take over. They took over. They did a great job. And then shout out to Jess, who filled in the week after. And y'all had a great episode. That was an anime episode.
That was another anime episode. Yep.
Yeah. That was a great episode.
That was fun.
Those were a great few weeks. Shout out to that. Don't matter if I'm here, if Alyssa here. Don't matter. The show goes on. The show
must go on.
Unless
we really call it a break for the holiday season, because everybody deserves a break. That's cool though. I'm happy to hear. I already have requests for guests, so
yeah. And
tell me.
This is who would you like to see Alyssa and Mondo interview/invite onto the Safe Point? And then tough, but I'd say a more diverse crowd beyond gaming/parallel to gaming to expand the audience. Maybe more designers, writers, small business owners. Another is if you can do more anime voice actor interviews, maybe even get someone in the gaming industry when a new game comes out. That's cool.
Love that.
And more local friends who share our interests.
Love like that too.
And to be honest with you, that's it. The rest is feedback, and I appreciate y'all. We don't need to put the feedback on the podcast, but I appreciate everybody who filled out the form. Y'all are loved, y'all are appreciated.
Thank you so much.
And I mean, we'll talk about it at the end of the episode. I was gonna be like, shout out to everybody listen this year. But we move into 2022. I was gonna segue with one of these questions, but I got it out of the way. But there's a lot of hypes around the 2022. There's a lot of games coming in 2022. Games that we know are coming, games that we hope are coming. You know, like games we know, Horizon, Elden Ring, Kirby, games we hope, God of War, Breath of the Wild 2, Final Fantasy 16, maybe. Oh, man. Either way, it's looking like a wild year. I'm going to say that. Sifu in February. February alone is a year's worth of games, I think. I don't know. What's your hype levels going into 2022? What are you looking forward to the most going into 2022?
My hype level is stress, because there's a game every freaking month that I want. Stress levels on high. I'm really hoping a lot of... I don't want games to get delayed. That is my hope for 2022. I will say most anticipated games... Kirby, I don't want to say Arceus because it's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby, Forspoken, Redfall, Tunic. Oh my goodness, I can't. I Breath of the Wild. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, I'm okay with that as well. And I'm gonna throw it out there, Wolverine.
Ooh.
Wolverine.
Nah, you know that's not coming out.
I don't know.
Nah, I know.
I know for a fact that Spider-Man 2 is 2023, but...
I know. I know, too. Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Eric who wants that, but you ain't getting that.
I know.
Nah, but...
And to get my hands on a Xbox Series, whatever.
Ooh. Series whatever it is you decide to get. I think the S is fine for anybody who doesn't care about 4K and is okay with 500 gigs of storage.
I will probably play one game on that I know of.
Yo, you keep saying this. Alyssa, and you're wrong. You're wrong. You're going to play so much shit on there. You're going to be like, damn. You're going to be like me this year. You're going to be like, yo, I've been playing my Xbox more than my PlayStation. You're going to look at your PlayStation like you cheating on it. You're going to be like, damn.
No.
Yeah, no. All right.
And Kelvin, yes, I will add that to my list, even though I'm trying not to play Harry Potter, but I am interested in the Harry Potter game.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know if it's coming out next year, but I am excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's slated for next year. I got a list of games here. I was going to read them off. Just
yeah,
we can get through it. Elden Ring, and just starting off the year, Elden Ring, Horizon Forbidden West, Dying Light 2, Pokemon Legends Arceus, I guess, you know, it's coming. Gran Turismo 7, Sifu, Suicide Squad, Gotham Knights. Yep. There's a lot of them. Suicide Squad, Gotham Knights, Tiny Tina's Wonderland, Splatoon 3.
That comes out next year? I thought it came out in 2023.
No, that's slated for next year. Yeah, that's slated for next year. Let's see, what else we got in here? That Uncharted pack is coming. That's okay. Yeah. The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is coming.
I forgot about that too.
Yeah. Like you said, Forspoken, Ghostwire Tokyo.
I forgot about that too.
We're hoping God of War Ragnarok, Starfield.
I didn't forget about that.
Damn, those are the big ones. Those are the big ones that I'm like seeing here.
I want to know what Greg means. What about the disc? What are you talking about?
I guess I was naming off that the only things you needed to care about were those things. I forget that the S doesn't have a disc drive either. But I guess okay. Alyssa doesn't care about that because she's got the PS5.
I don't. I only collect games I actually like.
Yeah, there's a Lord of the Rings game coming. Rainbow Six Extraction is coming.
Oh, right. That also got delayed. Yeah. Sorry, there's too many games.
There's
I don't know
what we're in. A lot of games coming
out. Demon's Souls 2022. Oh. He didn't even finish the last one.
A Plague Tale? Requiem.
Oh, then there's a new game for that?
Yeah. Avatar? Avatar is coming out with a game next year. Not Avatar the Airbender. Avatar the Blue Aliens.
The Blue People. Yeah. I think there's also a Persona game coming out next year.
Yeah.
And there's possibly a Kingdom Hearts something happening because it's the 20th anniversary. I need a
triangle strategy is coming out.
Oh yeah, that's what you like.
And I know on the Nintendo tip they're remaking that here it is, Advance Wars 1 and 2. They're remaking.
Don't forget your favorite game. Final Fantasy 16.
Oh, 16. God. No, but we said that earlier. I mean, yeah. I guess said that when I was segueing in, but yeah, hopefully, you know what I don't see on this list? Final Fantasy 16. Those people know it was probably on this list, and then they, you know, they got the news from this weekend, and they're like, "Oh, that's not coming out." Scratch that off. A 6 month delay. Scratch that off.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts. I expect there's gonna be something for the anniversary, but like a side game type of announcement, and then like we're working on Kingdom Hearts 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I expect.
Yeah,
that's what I expect.
And then, like, I don't have the Marvel lineup for 2022, but that's looking crazy. I mean, just for the movies alone, you got Doctor Strange. I mean, I know Alyssa and I are looking forward to that. Nah, and she is because Wanda's in it. I heard she's all up in that. Like that movie's almost hers.
Yeah.
So Doctor Strange. You got Black Panther next year. I forget what the movie was after that, but that's probably going to fall into 2023 now with the delays. Yeah. But then you got the shows. I think She-Hulk is next year. Echo from Hawkeye is getting her show. That's next year. So Disney's got some stuff that they pumping out. The story of Boba Fett is aired today. It's premiered today. Yeah. I got to go watch that. And so that's going to go and carry into next year. Anime.
Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, Bleach,
Jujutsu Kaisen is gonna come back. Right?
Maybe.
Was that a maybe?
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero will I don't know if season 2 will. They haven't announced that yet.
I'm confusing imagery in my head.
Solo Leveling rumored to be coming out next year as an anime. I think Tokyo Avengers is actually coming back too. They announced for like the Christmas thingy.
Do we expect My Hero to come back again?
My Hero is coming out fall of 2022. Same with Bleach, is like October of 2022.
We'll probably finish this Demon Slayer season and then again right at the end of the year.
We'll get it probably
right at the beginning of 2023. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Like right in the beginning of 2023. Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. Yeah. So much. There's a lot. Oh, you put Invincible? Invincible's coming back in 22?
Invincible comes out. I think I heard the episodes are longer for Invincible. Like, it's going to be like not, it's going to be like 20 something a year.
They need to bring back the Boys. Oh, yeah, they are. They
the
are.
The Boys. I think the Boys are supposed to come back. Solo Leveling getting an anime. Wow. Yeah, I believe it. I believe so. It just, the manga just ended.
Yeah, the manga just ended, apparently. I got to go read that. Yeah, I told you, Brandon, they were really ending that. I can't even believe it.
I even think the Ghibli movie is next year. The new Ghibli movie. If not next year, the following year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Run it up.
Yeah, next year, I don't know. Next year's looking like... Heavy. Like, look at heavy. It's looking heavy. And the pocket, the pockets are looking dry. They're looking...
Hi. You know... my name is Alyssa. This is Mondo. We would love if you... You know, your Square Enix,
Rockstar, anybody.
Yeah, Rockstar. Yeah. Oh my god, don't even. Bully 2. I'm speaking into existence.
No,
now,
Xbox, guys. PlayStation Studios. Listen,
oh my god. Let us know.
We play games. Send them. Send them.
Yeah, we do.
But they
fought. We tried.
Yeah, it said yeah, could and would be continued. Okay, all right, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it.
Should they have continued?
Solo Leveling. Yeah.
You never know. They may do like a. Oh wait, it's not Japanese, so I don't know if they'll do like a one shot, which is like a story outside of the story. Like,
mm-hmm.
They did it for Death Note and a lot of like and Demon Slayer.
Ooh, I started all these animes. And I forgot that I started and like stopped Death Note. That's the one I'm gonna go back to after I finish
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, it is a slow burn. I feel like that's why I felt like I wanted to put it down after binging like maybe like 15 episodes, give or take. Yeah.
Hey, Leoso.
Hey, this is the save point. You already know what's up.
Yeah, we're just chatting, really having a good time.
Yeah. But yeah, that's 2022. That's looking like quite the year. Oh, you know what?
Quite the year.
You know what I'm hoping for in 2022? I'm hoping for a trailer for Final Fantasy VII. It's the 25th anniversary, so I'm very much expecting for them to go hard. Like, yo, my pockets are dry this year. Dry, because I know they're gonna put out fire. They're gonna put out so much fire for Final Fantasy, and it's just gonna blow my mind. I'm not gonna be able to contain myself. But all the cool stuff that's to come for Final Fantasy and it being its 25th Final Fantasy 7 and it being its 25th anniversary. A trailer for that game, for the part 2 of that game. I would really love to see that. Not a teaser. A trailer. Right. Like I want them to tease some shit. I want it to be a trailer that teases some shit. Some shit that's gonna get me hype. And then respectfully, I would like to see the date 2023 at the end of that. Because 2024 is so far away. I'm really hoping for that Switch Pro.
He got big dreams, y'all.
That's my 2022 wish list. That's it. And that God of War actually comes out this year, because they did that last trailer and they didn't give us a date.
Right.
And DK, that game was coming out this year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You was fooling nobody. Same way Square Enix wasn't fooling nobody when they said Final Fantasy 16 was coming out next year. That game wasn't coming out next year, and it definitely ain't now. We're gonna get a trailer in the spring. How they said that they were gonna give us an update in the spring. They're gonna give us a trailer, and that trailer is not gonna have a date on it. I know it. Fuck them.
I don't wanna like, you know, not. I want you to bask in your excitement and hope that you'll hear about Final Fantasy VII Remake. But the way that the 20th anniversary of Kingdom Hearts is happening, I don't think that's happening. Because Nomura already said that like next year is Kingdom Hearts heavy, so.
Look, man, I think Kingdom Hearts is cute.
No. I think you'll hear about Final Fantasy VII towards the end, when they do Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, Tokyo Game Show stuff. Yeah, that trailer's coming at the end of the year, because we're not going to hear about it. Because we're not going to hear about it before we hear about Final Fantasy 16, and that's in the spring.
And you're also not going to hear about it before you hear about any Kingdom Hearts news. I'm just letting you know. Because Nomura
is I'm just letting you know, it's the 25th anniversary of Final Fantasy 7. I don't care about Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts is a cute game. Final Fantasy 7 is a moment in time. Right?
I don't think you'll hear about it until 2023, realistically.
I don't know.
Nomura, every time we think they're going to do something, they do the opposite. But he definitely said next year is very focused on Kingdom Hearts because it's the 20th anniversary. So that's cool. We'll see what happens. Because I'm sure KH fans, we've been waiting. And we don't got to wait as long anymore. So we've been waiting.
Nah, y'all going to keep waiting like y'all always do. They going to send that Final Fantasy.
Watch you not get Final Fantasy 7 because you're talking shit. Watch.
Okay. All right, bet. See? Put in cement.
This is a bet. This is the bet for 2022.
Is the bet simply that I'm not going to get Final Fantasy 7 next year, or that it has to come before Kingdom Hearts? Because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that next year I'm getting a trailer for Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2.
I don't know. Wait, when did that one come out? When did the first part come out? In 2020, right?
Yeah, 2020.
I don't want to say that it won't happen because there's a possibility. Always a possibility.
Poll time? We're going to do a poll.
Let's do a poll. I want to say, I would say 2023.
That we get a first trailer?
That you get any, first, if not Tokyo Game Show area time. Then yeah, when you get a first trailer, because I don't think that's something the Game Awards, they let the Game Awards do. Do you think? I don't think so.
To be honest with you, and if I'm not mistaken, the 25th anniversary is towards the end of the year, like the actual date that it came out.
Yeah.
Here in the States.
If anything, they'll just cold drop that though.
Nah,
I think it'll be like the last thing Square Enix talks about.
Where did they premiere the first one? I gotta know that now.
Let me see. I'll Google it.
Yeah, I gotta know that now, because
what was it? Final Fantasy VII Remake. I feel like it was E3.
Alright, I'm putting up a 2-minute poll for those who are watching live. I appreciate y'all. And for those who are watching afterwards, just let us know. Just let them know what you think. If it's coming out next year or not. But the trailer, not the game. The game's definitely not coming next year. That's for fucking trailer.
Trailer, I would give it to them. I would give the trailer to them next year. But like you said, they'd have to... Well, it doesn't make any sense because they're going to address Final Fantasy 16 in the spring.
Yeah.
They said it already.
Yeah.
They're not doing the spring. By E3, I think E3, they'll do Kingdom Hearts. So anytime after that, I think, yeah, they could, but I don't know. Yeah. I fear Nomura.
You fear Nomura? Yeah, I just...
he's like awful.
I just know that it's about time where people are itching for it. And I feel like once that Final Fantasy 16 news comes and goes, it's going to be like, all right, dog.
It was...
Where's that real Final Fantasy
when side? They initially announced it or when they dropped the trailer?
When they dropped the... they didn't drop a trailer when they announced it?
It was E3 2015 that they announced that they're doing the remake.
Oh, that they were doing the remake. Because that's just letting us know. We already know that part two's in the works, right? Like, that's a given.
Yeah. And then in 2017 is when the Final Fantasy 30th anniversary, they'd hosted it and they talked about it, I guess. And they showed, key art from it.
Final Fantasy 30. Yeah, and you see, and that's the other thing, too. It's also Final Fantasy's 35th anniversary, like just Final Fantasy as a whole.
Yeah,
yo, they gonna give us that trailer this year. I can't wait. They better not let me down. They better not let me down.
They said it was at a state of play that they did the first.
They did the first trailer. Okay.
In 2019.
Okay.
But then the game came out a year later. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying. I hope I get a trailer with that 2023, baby. Because
you'll know.
But we'll see.
I will. I mean, you're gonna win this poll, but I don't know.
I'm not expecting a trailer and then a game the following year, just because I'm expecting this game to only be PS5. right? Like, this game is not going to be a PS4 game.
It can't be at this point.
Yeah, I would. Yo, listen. I would be massively disappointed if it was.
But that's why I could also see them holding off, because the game is still not on Xbox.
Yeah, it's not. And they're going to continue.
I can see them announcing that the first part is going to be on Xbox, but I don't know if I can see them announcing part two.
Nah, I don't know.
They usually let the
I don't know when Xbox is going to get that game, to be honest.
I don't know if Xbox really is going to get the game.
Yeah. That's an even better one. Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, a trailer would be cool.
Would that be too much with everything going on with Square Enix? They got Forspoken, they got Final Fantasy 16.
They always got a lot going on, though. They're massive. You know, like,
that's true.
They really are massive. You know, they're like, it's like Ubisoft and anybody else. It's just like, wow, like, they're really putting out this many games this year.
Oh yeah, I forgot the Mario and Rabbids game comes out next year too.
That too. Yeah. Yep. So too many games. Not enough time.
Very little time.
Send those codes.
Is that 14? I don't know what that is.
Final Fantasy 14.
I heard that the Endwalker, like, the last DLC is probably going to be the last DLC they ever do, story wise. Like, yeah, the story is too, basically ending there.
Sucks. Yeah. I mean,
big MMO.
I mean, it is what it is. If Final Fantasy 14 folks thought that that game was going to be forever, it wasn't. It just wasn't. Because my whole thing is Final Fantasy 11 was what it was, and they moved on from that. Final Fantasy 14 here, and I just feel like I feel like they're waiting till Final Fantasy reaches another pivotal point, mm-hmm. where making another leap and making a different MMO makes sense. Because I guess that's why they left Final Fantasy 11, because it made sense to move on to 14 that looked better and looked more like looked more like the games that were being released on console then, right? Like 13 and then 15 and stuff. So I wonder if we get to, like, you know, 17 and stuff, if 17 is the next one, or if 18 is the next MMO.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I don't know if Final Fantasy fans would have a problem with that.
I think the true fans would be excited.
Depending on how they treat it, you know, is it something where you carry over characters and stuff? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that transition from
14
from 11 next. From 11 to 14 was like, to make a judgment on what 14 to the next one could be like. But that'd just be something interesting, you know.
So you said your craziest idea would be like for hope would be Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 trailer, mm-hmm. with like a release window.
I would like a release window, but I could see that being, I'm asking for a lot, because I can see that game edging into 2024. And I can see how even at the end of 2022, you don't want to tell people that game's coming out in 2024, even though not giving us a date would kind of make me feel that anyways.
Even if they did, like, you know, it's just like,
because you're making me think about it more, and you're making me like forego my thought a little bit, because I also know that, not that I know, but I can't imagine that this game is gonna be like part one was, where mm-hmm. part one is very linear. Like, right now, I'm replaying it on hard, and, you know, I have to go to chapter select the chapter, and then like play the mm-hmm. chapter on hard, and like that's how I'm going through the story. Where the next game, I can see it functioning in chapters, but it has to be an open world. Like, they just left Midgard to go into an open world, and so I'm just thinking about how long it could take to make an expansive world like that, especially in a pandemic, for next gen only, which means most of these assets are not going to be old assets. They're going to be new assets. They're going to be high resolution, high texture assets. And I can see that game taking a long time to make, especially depending on also how many parts is this story going to be? Like, what's their plan?
Yeah.
Is it three parts? Is it four parts? So it also... is how deep into Final Fantasy VII's story are they going to get into in this second part? And so I see a few pivotal moments in the story where they could end it and then carry on in the next game, and that be a good chunk of game. But I don't know. We'll see. That'd be my only thing. That I'm like, damn.
If it makes you feel any better, my wishful thinking is that I get Bully 2.
Ooh, no. Yeah. So I hope you get it. I hope you get it. I'm not gonna go against you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going against your thing either. I'm just thinking of like every aspect of like the remake part, what is essentially going to be part two, and the fact that like Japan closed again, you know, it's like, and then also materials, like we don't have the same materials we did, and like easily to get them, it's so much harder now.
Yeah.
So supply and demand is really like taking a hit after the whole pandemic, even though it's still happening. So
see, and this is why we have you on the podcast, because you bring logic to the table. I'm emotionally driven. No, I'm stopped.
No, you're not emotionally driven. I can sense the excitement, but I also just think like Nomura is a part of this project, so it's already gonna be like some interesting process behind it. She's literally the best. Like why does she just go back and forth?
Yeah. Huh. Hi, Stephanie says hi, everybody, listeners.
Hi, Phoebe. Hi, everyone. Hi, Stephanie. Oh my God. She's so cute.
That's the person I said I got engaged to earlier in the episode.
Yeah, everybody was wondering. She's like the best person.
Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, yo, anything else? Any other notes on 2022?
It's literally a few days from now.
It is.
Is there anything that, like, outside of gaming that you hope you do, that you're willing to share?
I want to do the five borough bike thingy. I forget what it's called, like, actually called, but I want to do that next year. I'm not that I want to.
I'm going to do that
next year, 100%, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
exciting. I had so much envy like flowing through my body as I watched people
do it.
Yeah. I was like, damn. And I was like in the thick of riding my bike and I was like, damn, this would be really awesome to do. So next year, once we hit 40s again, because we're going to dip back under, but once we get 40s again, it looks like we're heading upward. I can't wait to pull the bike out for sure. I don't know, like, I have career goals, like I want to take another step forward in like marketing and like what I do and how good I am at it, and you know, just improve on that day by day. I want to actually stop procrastinating and actually learn more songs on the piano. I wrote down one of my goals is to learn one song every month.
Nice.
Whether it's difficult or not,
easy.
I want to learn one song every month, or at least put in the effort. And one month, maybe I might not do it because I did a really hard song and I can't finish the whole thing, because some songs can get intricate, and your fingers just might not be ready to do that. So those are like goals. I actually have, I created a vision board, a digital vision board, and I can't show it to y'all right now. Anyways, y'all don't need to see it anyways. It's my vision board. But I made a vision board, and my vision board has goals. Now that I'm looking at it, I want to read more. I want to read one book a month. I stopped reading over like the last like year and a half, and I don't really like that. What else is on here? Yeah, I got career goals. Not that I really want to travel, but I have places I need to go to, but yeah, get away. And then the other corner, it's like one is like self-improvement, career, and then I got like just love and regular life, travel and stuff. And then I have like a corner for like create. So like, yeah, I want to like learn more songs on the piano, but I want to get better at DJing and like really actually get back to DJing again, because I miss it. And just like dive back into like my musicality. Like I missed that. Yeah. When we started VGA, I definitely put that like to the back burner, but not in a bad way. Like I definitely acknowledged that I was doing it. So I don't feel any way about it. It's time to get back to it. I know I needed to do that so that we could do the VGA thing, but now that the VGA thing is kind of like, some of it is autonomized and, you know, like we got, you know, teams growing and, you know, things are moving. I feel like I have a little brain room, a little brain power to give to that stuff again.
Nice.
And that's it. So, yeah. What about you?
That's awesome. I have a few things, too. First and foremost, I shared yesterday on Twitter that I want to learn Japanese. So I kind of got I got back into it. I got like some workbooks. I also use a few apps that help me learn kanji, katakana, and hiragana. It's very difficult, but it's also very stimulating. I love languages and I think they're beautiful. And I want to get back into Spanish and Italian because I don't feel comfortable ever speaking a language, but that is not my own. So I get to a point where I can understand and kind of communicate, but it just takes me longer to speak it. I also want to, so weird, I'm trying to get back into acting. I used to do acting classes when I was very young. And so I personally want to do voice acting, and I'm signing up for my first class for January to get into it and learn more about voice acting, which is really cool. And I'm very excited about it. And then what else? A goal towards probably like sometime during this year, you were talking about instruments. I was supposed to get an electric guitar for Christmas, but due to circumstance, I wasn't able to, but that is still something that I want. I'm planning to get a Fender. And I want to learn because guitar is actually my first love when it comes to music. I love the sound of it. And so that's also a thing. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Yeah, we're going to start a band.
Yeah. We're going to have a band in
VJ. Anybody else in VJ play an instrument?
Right. I'm trying to think. I also love the drums, but I would prefer like an electric.
That's my... Yeah, that was actually my first instrument when I learned. I wanted to play the sax in middle school, and somebody else already had the sax, somebody older than me, so they gave it to them, and they made me percussion, and so I was the drums, but I was also the cymbals, I forget who I was with, but I was going like off and like geeking about the timpani. I forget who I was. We were on stream. We were watching the Game Awards and the orchestra and stuff. And I was going off about the timpani. The timpani is such an amazing percussion instrument. But the drums are awesome. The drum set is great. You just need rhythm. You know what I mean? But you develop it too, being the drummer. Because being percussion, it's like. One of your jobs is to keep everybody on tempo. Like you are the heartbeat. You are the tempo of what is going on. You want the electric ones? I want those too, because they're not loud.
Yes, exactly. I used to have a drum set when I was a kid, the traditional one. Yeah. But
oh my God.
Apparently, wow. I played them once and never touched them again.
I begged my mom for a drum set. Yo, listen.
I mean, I wasn't good, obviously. I was a kid, so no one took the opportunity to get me lessons. But yeah, I had that. I had I still have a acoustic guitar, but it's just way too big for me. I've always just been in love with electric guitars.
Yeah, we got some musicians in the chat too. Trumpet, sax, piano, drums from Upmost.
That's awesome.
Eric played the clarinet in second grade.
I can play piano by... I wish I could play piano by ear. I cannot. I need to look at it.
That's crazy.
And violin. Wow. Man. And Brandon wants to play bass. That's awesome.
I can read music. It is kind of hard. I can't play the piano and read the song though. That's and we're not there yet. My brain not working on those levels yet. But that's what's up, Jess. I didn't know that.
If I could play by ear. I wish I could play by ear.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I want to learn how to play by ear, but I want to get better at reading music before I go into playing music by ear.
I can't read music for shit either, unless it's in like A, B, C. That's the only way I can read it.
Yeah.
Any other way. Yeah. It's hard. It is.
No, it is. Learn. It is. It, I was fortunate enough to learn it in middle school when we had the band and stuff. I was also in Drumline too. When that movie came out, I watched that movie a thousand times. That end scene. Yo, I remember one day just being in my room with my drumsticks.
Yeah.
And I must have replayed that end like solo, that ending battle, a trillion times. A trillion times. Wow. Like, because it's like maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes. It's like a song. Like listening to a song. It was like listening to my favorite song over and over and over again.
Not Eric calling himself Squidward.
Squidward in this bit.
But I think lastly, my only thing is just to create more memories with the people that I love. So all of my friends and my family. So that's all.
That's what's up. More continued growth in 2022 for everybody. And again, shout out to everybody we've just gotten to meet and hang out with and chill with this year at events, online. Like, I mean, it's crazy to think about how much we've spent outside this year, but we were still very much inside. earlier this year, because, you know, I'm thinking about just like the Women's History Month event that we had earlier, that was March, and like I know that we couldn't be outside then, because that's why we were so heavy on doing it online. So just cool. We've grown. We still need 2 followers to 1,000. Damn, we still need 2 followers. Jeez. It is looking like we're gonna be inside again. I'm hoping motherfuckers stay inside right now so we can go back outside.
It's cold on this coast, on that coast, stay inside. Jess said her goal is for me to be at a person event. I would love to.
Wow.
I would love to. I think I would at first be very anxious and like nervous about it, but I would be
so I'm not gonna lie, you know, we're gonna do a better job at playing things out, and I have a feeling that when Alyssa knows she's coming, we may be able to plan something. So
yeah,
but yeah, that would be very awesome.
Listen,
let me say this, because this is another goal. It's a lofty goal. It's not just me, but like the whole team in this.
Yeah.
But who said Alyssa got to be in New York for her to be at a VGA event? I mean, and that's all I'm going to say
to that.
That's the tea on that. That's all I got to say to that.
That's okay? Jess. Come hang out with me.
You know? So the real question. But, because I understand what Jess is also saying. I would love if at least one time this year, every single VGA member was at an event, not just Alyssa, because I know Alyssa hasn't been to any of our like actual in-person events, but it would be great to have every single one of us under one roof next
for
year.
Sure.
And so that'd be really cool for 2022.
Yeah.
How do you put Q&A? Do you want to do Q&A?
No, I meant Q&A. Like, if I just put it in the form and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Do you got any last thoughts?
No,
for the last episode of the year.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a happy new year. If you're celebrating it alone, just know you're not alone, because we all celebrating it in our homes because of COVID. Or Omarion, he's acting a little too crazy. But yeah, and I hope that your holidays were at least decent and not awful. And here's to 2022.
Yeah.
Making things better.
Yeah, word. And also, how to almost forget this one. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast. Live, yeah. Love y'all on live. Really, really do. And I'm not going to say a but. I'm trying not to say a but.
Right.
But I'm going to say a but. I love y'all live listeners, but I'm going to need y'all to also go to the podcast and press play on that. Just because this year we hit 1,000 listens on the podcast.
Same. Thank you.
And that was really awesome. And that's all because of y'all. Even live listeners, that's because of y'all too, because y'all have kept this podcast going and have kept it afloat and stuff. And I bet if I count how many people have been listening to the podcast live, it'd be even more than the 1,000 that we have on the services. On
services.
And so I'm really thankful for that. Shout out to y'all for helping us hit that milestone. I know that it was a little wonky when I was explaining it because like part of those listens were from our old host, and so you can't actually on our page it actually doesn't say 1,000 listens, but we are currently at 841, and just saying, we got a new episode up. You're gonna get some listens. I know the people been waiting. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we're very close to hitting 1,000. That is actually visible. That is there and stamped, and nobody can take away from me or anything like that. Nobody can take this 1,000. We already have away from me. But I'm just saying. Yeah. I said I wanted to hit that 1,000, but then I wanted to hit this 1,000 so that I could no longer think about it. But we're closing in on that, and that's because y'all listening to these damn episodes, yo. Like, Alex's episode has 100 listens.
I hear y'all. I feel like that was loud and clear. I had a request from Ivan himself.
We realized like y'all really like those episodes, and so we're gonna work on getting more of those. Shout out to Alex, shout out to Todd Fennell, shout out to Danny, shout out to Tony, shout out to Mabel, shout out to
Mika
Red Infamy, shout out to Ashley, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Ivan, Brandon, Jess. Who else has been on the podcast this year?
Millie.
Shout out to Millie. Wow. Shout out to Millie Codes. Hope she's doing really well. She recently bought a house. Congratulations, Millie.
Yeah, congratulations.
But yeah. Shout out to
future guests. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to future guests. Shout out to y'all. And yeah, again, shout out to the listeners. Y'all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for all the amazing comments. You know, thank you, Ange, Leoso, Vivi, Ali, Jess, everyone, Greg, Eric, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Y'all the best. We do the podcast, but y'all show up. Like, if not, it'd just be me and Alyssa talking to each other, and that's our text messages.
And we would still, we would act like it was nothing, anything different.
Yeah. Nah, it's okay. Nah, don't worry, Ali. You can always listen to it later on the podcast. I need the play anyways, you know? Nah.
it was very laid back today, so it's okay.
Yeah. And the next episode, just so everybody's aware, again, we got a guest who's currently in the chat, but we're not going to mention it. You'll just, you know, you'll just have to wait and see. But the next episode is a Marvel edition episode, and we're going to talk about Hawkeye. Because we haven't been able to talk about that show, and we're going to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched it,
or either of them, probably not an episode for you, but the episode always going to be there. After you watch Spider-Man, after you watch Hawkeye, maybe you want to listen to it. But we're definitely going to do a Marvel Edition episode. That one is going to be offline, just because I just don't want nobody to pop in here live while we're talking about it, and they're like, oh, fuck. Wish I knew you guys were talking about this and I wouldn't come in here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to feel that way. So, yeah. That's all. So you're aware of what the next episode is. And that'll come soon. But I really do think that this is going to be the last episode of the year.
100%.
Yeah. And yo, I'm shouting out all these people, Alyssa. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
You're the baby boss. You're the baby boss. You're the real boss.
I just show up for work.
Yeah, okay. Nah, because Alyssa was doing all that work getting those, you know? We got Alex because of Alyssa, you know? And I mean, again, I reference this all the time. The Safe Point exists because of Alyssa, because of Alyssa's idea of doing the Safe Point. So, shout out to Alyssa for being an amazing co-host. I guess shout out to me, you know.
Yeah, I just show up to work. He doesn't just show up to work. He's also pulling the guest. He's also the tech guy behind the scenes, and he keeps us all together. It is his show after all. No. I just work here.
Not at all.
Yeah, 100%. He is the big boss.
But yeah, so shout out to us. And yeah. So yeah, I think we shouted out everybody.
I think so.
I think that's it. No more thoughts?
Nope.
All right. Yo, this is for the last time in 2021. This is episode 55 of The Safe Point. Yo, five episodes above our goal for the year. Let's get it. Let's get it. We're hitting 1,000 next year? Alyssa, we hitting not 1,000. Sorry. 100? sorry. My bad. It's a lot of work next year. We hitting 100 next 100? Year?
I think we can.
All right. We're hitting 100 next year. That's the goal for next year. We're going to hit 100. 1,000 episodes might be able to take a little longer than that. But
we're not One Piece.
Speaking of 1,000, shout out to Gamertag Radio. First to 1,000 episodes.
Yes.
Took them, always. I think they took them over 10 years. So that's more or less what that could look like. But next year, 100. We're going to hit that. But again, episode 55 of The Safe Point. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us live in the chat. Thank you for listening on podcast services or wherever it is you're listening to this right now. We appreciate you. I am one of your hosts, Mondo, a.k.a. Chocolate the Mangu. That right there, over there, that's Alyssa Rosa. Lovely co-host with the most. And, y'all have a wonderful day, afternoon, evening, weekend, weekday, whatever it is that you're listening to this. And on that note, one.